How's your lawn? Just did a search. There's so much out there if you want to look for it. German ME-262 underground factory. ME-262 underground factory. And look at the pictures. Look at the work that was done to be able to move production safely underground so they wouldn't be bombed into smithereens. Enormous arches, like 10 foot thick with rebar, concrete, and then covered over with dirt to make an arched tunnel underneath. Big, long, was what was it, 90 feet tall or something like that, 32 meters, 34 meters? Enormous.
Well, 34 meters would be about 100 feet.
Yeah, enormous. So there's so much there. Now, Harry, troublemaker that he is, takes patrols, takes tours to Germany, and will be taking one not too far down the road here that he calls his bunker patrol. He goes and looks at underground facilities. What is it that is said about Berlin that for every foot of construction above ground, there's like 2 or 3 feet underground, something like that?
No, not just Berlin, but the saying is for everything the Third Reich built above the ground, they built four times as much underground.
Wow.
Across the whole Reich.
Wow. Well, a lot of this is still hasn't been touched. A lot of it probably has been forgotten, maybe as it was at the end of the war. There's a tremendous amount of what we'd call contemporary archaeological potential there. There's a lot of it still there. I'd say most of it is still there.
Yeah.
So when you go there and you take the tour, the patrol to for shark hunters, and anyone who wants to go can go. Look at the fourth link. Let me see. Yes, it is the fourth link. 2018 Shark Hunters World War II Hidden German Bunkers Tour. All right, that's coming up. So click on that. And are you able to see a computer right now?
So you can follow. I'm at one, yeah.
Okay. So load that up.
I have to turn up my gain a little bit, please. I need a little more volume.
Okay. Can you give Harry a little more volume, Todd, please? All right. You should be getting a little more now. Okay. So we've got this page loaded up, and this is actually a page that reports on a patrol that Harry took in 2010, a bunker patrol, where you go in search of underground facilities, and you've got wonderful sources of information, great contacts, who take shark hunters patrols where no one else can go. In fact, no one else even knows some of these places are there.
That's for sure.
All right, so let's go take a look at some of these.
Okay, start with the first picture, which looks like a giant tube laying on its side, and we'll click on that in a moment. This was just a walkthrough, because this was going to be an autobahn from Munich to Italy, and the road was going to be paved right over the top of this thing, going to be filled with dirt and paved, etc., but it never got done, and the entrance to the walkthrough is over there on the right of that vertical part. So if you
walkthrough, what are you talking about? A pedestrian underpass or something?
It's a pedestrian walkthrough, right.
Okay. All right, so
click on that picture.
The road was going to be on top of that. Okay, I got
correct.
It.
Correct.
Right. Click on the photo to begin. All right, we're clicking on that first picture. There we go.
And now we see a bunch of guys looking over a valley. That's the village of Berchtesgaden down there.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful little town. And we scroll down, and there's the home of Dietrich Eckart, the guy who founded the Third Reich. He was the NSDAP, actually. And these are all pictures of that house.
Uh-huh.
It's now owned by the U.S. Army. That's the one part of that area that the U.S. Army didn't give up, is this one house. It's used for R&R for U.S. Army troops over there. And I tried to just get in to take pictures of it, and I showed him my U.S. Coast Guard ID. It was an old man behind the desk, and he smiled and said, no, it's the Army, not the Coast Guard. Okay. Well, the spit lickers, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, picked up on that and said that I was chased out by armed sentries.
And shot at, too. Sentries. Don't forget that.
The what?
They shot at you, too, didn't they?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I could probably take lessons from Hillary about how you're getting shot at when you're not getting shot at. But just an old man behind the desk, I showed him my Coast Guard ID, and he says, no, only the Army. Okay, fine. So I got back in my car and took off. So
Well, they do that. They'll take any little thing and spin it into science fiction, like the... this Wikipedia thing they've written about me, I can't get rid of it. As soon as I try to edit it, it flips right back to the defamation that's up there now. They claim that I celebrate on the program, on the site, the birthday of Adolf Hitler. Now, just because it's Adolf Hitler's birthday today, we don't necessarily have to celebrate it, but we can certainly note that, can't we? Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how to sing happy birthday in German, I guess.
I don't know either, but tomorrow would have been the birthday of Ned Beach, who wrote, I think, 13 or 14 books. He was U.S. Navy submarine commander.
Uh-huh.
His most famous book was Run Silent, Run Deep. That's tomorrow. A lot of people get born on a lot of days.
Yes, that does happen, doesn't it?
So... but then we scroll down past all the pictures of Dietrich Eckhart's house, and then you find that big stone structure. That was a milk cooling house on the farm that Bormann controlled up on the Obersalzberg.
A dairy coolant. That's where they kept the milk cold.
Right. This whole section up there was a Reichssicherheitszone. In other words, a Reich security zone. Everything up on that mountain was controlled by the Reich. Hmm. You couldn't get up there without special passes. But all the food that people ate on that mountain, you know, Hitler, Bormann, Goering, and all those guys, it was all produced here. They had massive farms, they had dairies, and this was one of the milk cooling houses.
Wow.
On Bormann's farm.
Yeah. Hi. Everything is efficient. Efficiency.
You betcha. And then there's a bridge that was built by the Reich, which is still in use today. They built a lot of stuff that's still in use today.
What went under the bridge there? What was that? Just road traffic, vehicular traffic?
No, that bridge that has the barbed wire fence, those two pictures, that was a creek.
Ah, culvert. Okay.
Yeah. But then you go up to the next pair where you see Jeff in the blue jacket. Incidentally, Jeff is our guide for these because Jeff, we call him the Tunnel King. This guy knows where everything was built by the Reich in that area. Tunnels, buildings, bunkers. This guy, and he's a little guy. He's only about 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
I bet he don't weigh 130 pounds. But if he says, hey, there's a nice restaurant I know, let's walk there. You got to ask him how far, because he might be talking 6 miles, 7 miles up and over mountains and everything. And this guy walks there without breaking a sweat.
Nice. How is there a? All right. Let me see if I can explain this. Is there a like a big table, like a 20-foot table with a mountain, a reproduction of the mountain and tunnels where all the tunnels were? Has that ever been reproduced? All the tunnels at Berchtesgaden and all the underground facilities. You know what I'm talking about.
In the Berchtesgaden area, yeah, the Obersalzberg area, yes. I'm looking at it hanging here on my wall right now.
Ah, okay.
It's a big chart showing all the underground bunkers and tunnels.
Yeah.
Let's see, it's about 3 feet by 2 feet, I guess. It shows where the Gutzhof was, the big farm, Skytop Lounge. It shows Hitler's home, the Berghof. It shows Zum Turken. It shows all the tunnels and bunkers underneath there. It shows the whole shooting match just on the Obersalzberg. Now, in Berchtesgaden and all the other places, probably there was, but I don't know. But here we got Obersalzberg, you betcha. bunches underneath there, which is all almost all closed off by the government now. There's a small portion open, which is incredibly well preserved, and we do visit there, and we will visit there on this upcoming bunker tour.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners can go to sharkhunters.com and then click on tours, and you can check on either the Southern Patrol or the bunker tour, and it's all there. We still got three openings on our bunker tour. So if anybody wants
three
to
left.
Go on a bunker tour,
very good.
Let us know quick.
Yeah. When you look at this primary page, we've clicked on the first picture. When you go to Harry's site and you look at former tours, the archive of all of them, each one is like this. You can open up the home page. Every picture opens up to a secondary page with a whole scroll of pictures like we're looking at now. So this is really a wonderful resource, the Shark Hunters Organization.
It's almost like having a history book there.
It's better.
Thank you.
It's better. History is full of lies now. What you present is the truth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we got to look at, thank you. I work at it 12 hours a day.
I know.
We just got to look at some of the new textbooks that are being prepared for public schools. Boy, oh boy, loaded with anti-Donald Trump stuff. And this is going to be taught to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not my kids. My kids are grown, but youngsters.
Now, you mentioned the Berghof, Hitler's home.
Mm-hmm.
They bombed the area pretty well, but his house, actually, much of it survived the bombing. It wasn't leveled.
It had been damaged, but it was still standing, but...
Yeah. They blew it up.
The U.S. Army took over that whole region, and then... I think it was somewhere in the mid-90s that the U.S. Army pulled out and said, okay, it's all yours now, and the Bavarian government just tripped over themselves to destroy everything that was left of Bormann's house, Hitler's house, Goering's house. There's now a multi-gazillion dollar hotel built where Goering's house had stood.
Mm-hmm.
When some of our people went there, I sent some people there with cameras in 1988. That's our DVD 11, mm-hmm. Tunnel or 12, I can't remember which. It's called Tunnels of the Third Reich, or SS Tunnels. And they went up into the rafters. Jimmy went up into the rafters of Goering's home and filmed it up there. Then they went down into the tunnels underneath the homes, which you can't go into now because the government has shut them,
right.
Dynamited them. There also was an SS Kaserne there, which means a base, a station, whatever, where they had barracks, drill grounds, and everything. And they had an underground tunnel there, at least four levels. Bud went down with the camera, and we sell that. Just look it up under Shark Hunter Store. The fourth level, he couldn't go down because it had groundwater seeped in, and you could only go down three or four steps, and then there was the water. But the first three floors, and there was a bowling alley in there that he filmed. There was a rifle range, all underground.
Hmm.
But now they've torn down the complete caserna and just made it a meadow. World War what? Adolf who?
Right.
So...
Right. Let's see here. What did I pull up here? I got a great page on the Berghof, Hitler's home.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I know. If you just do a search for Hitler's home blown up, it'll be the first link. It's called Destroying the Berghof, Berghof, Hitler's home, mm-hmm. on the Obersalzberg. Warhistoryonline.com. Just do a search for Hitler's home blown up. You'll see it damaged after the war, and then it was completely blown up in 1952. The garage was remaining, and that was eventually pulled down, as Harry said, by the German communist government. Oh, excuse me, the German left-wing government.
I didn't say that. That's your term. Remember, I have to go over there, and I don't want to get a guided tour of Mannheim prison for 3 years.
No, and I did not say happy birthday, Adolf Hitler. Let's get that straight once and for all. I don't care who says it, how many of the spitlickers write it. No, it's. I think it's today, isn't it? Yeah,
today is a much more important day. I made the last payment on my wife's car today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nice. It's kind of like in micro paying off the mortgage. What is it?
Well,
what does she have, a 68 something or another?
No, she's got a 2013 Ford Fusion.
All right.
I've got the old car. My Suburban is 1987, making it 31 years ago.
Man, that is like a classic.
You'll pardon my language. It looks like absolute shit. The paint is all peeling. There's rust spots all over it. And that's why I have such a laugh when some of these knotheads try to attack me and say I'm making a fortune with shark hunters. And as you know, I don't take a salary. Nobody at Shark Hunters gets a salary.
No.
It's all volunteer, and I'm driving this 31-year-old Chevy Suburban with over 300,000 miles on it, and it just looks like hell. But, hey, it runs good. It gets me where I want to go.
Now, all right. Well, one more time, in case you missed it, Hitler's home blown up. Do a Google search for that, and you'll see a lot of photographs of what was remaining after the war, and then they eventually blew that up in 1952. Mm-hmm. Stupid, dumb.
Yeah,
it's history.
The only thing left there is the place where the house was built and the big concrete retaining wall, which was behind the house, prevent the mountain from coming down on it.
Right.
If you really know where to look, and I'm not advocating anybody do this because you can get killed, but if you really know where to look, and if you're skinny, you can find little air vents or little windows that go down into the cellar, which is still, people still go in and out of there, but I'm not advocating it because you can get killed that way.
Right. Okay. Well, again, they kept the eagle's nest and they've made tens of millions of dollars of profit on it. If they had kept
Nazi the, because they're making so damn much money.
Yeah. If they had kept the house and Bormann's house and so forth, the tourism would be astonishing. The window alone in Hitler's home, the Berghof, looked like it's 15 feet tall. It's huge.
You push a button and it slides down into the basement, and you got this wide open. And the same was true with, what's his name, Goebbels' house up north of Berlin. I can't remember the name of it had a name because it was a manor house.
Mm-hmm.
He had two of these windows, and they still work because I was there a couple of years ago, and I pushed the button, and those windows went up and down. His cellar is still intact. The entrance to his bunker system is still there.
Huh. Wow. All right. Well, history survives in some places. Okay.
Yeah,
let's go on down past the bridge, and we got Jeff in a tunnel.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the walking area, but over the top is where they were going to have the Autobahn. And looking to the left picture there, that's a 90-degree rotation.
Okay.
We're standing right where the Autobahn would have run. They would have put dirt there and paved it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, never got done.
Yeah.
And the ones down below that, that's the tunnel going through there, with Jeff standing in the tunnel again. Then below that is, that's where they had the...
There's a retaining wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's hell getting old. that's...
That was designed to hold the roadbed in place once the fill dirt would have been added.
Right.
Okay.
And then we continue along. There's a footpath that we still go on. We're going to be walking on that footpath this October when we go over there.
Where is that located, that particular tunnel?
That's on the Ober-Salzburg, on the mountain, the Ober-Salzburg.
Okay.
I can get there by car, but to describe
so this,
where
the Autobahn was going to be basically like a major highway, that were going to go to Austria and back, I guess, right?
Well, that one was going to be from Munich to Italy.
Ah, all right.
And go down again, there's Jeff looking at us, and we're still looking back through the pedestrian tunnel.
Very nice. Okay, let's back out of this page and go back.
We don't have to back out. Go to the bottom and then click on the picture of that.
Yes.
The bottom picture on the left, the Königssee. That takes you to the next.
All right, lower left picture. Or you can take the print back to Patrol's main page.
Okay, whatever.
Or back to home page. No, main. What did we want to do? Home page? You wrote it. Well, let's go to the home page.
Whose? Yours or mine?
Yours.
Oh, okay.
I'm at the bottom of the... No, I don't want to go to that one. Let's see.
No, you're getting me confused.
That's all right.
The Shark Hunters... is our cruise.
What?
Say again?
Are you saying that we want to go to... Oh, yes, okay. We want to go back to home page. That's where we want to go. You can click on the picture, and you go right back, and you're going to be at the Königssee. Okay.
Right. Means King's Lake.
Cooper's Lake.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? We take our cruise out on this lake, and it's just incredibly crystal clear. They don't allow gasoline-powered boats. Everything's electric. And I remember one time we were buzzing across that lake with our electric-powered tour boat, and the guide was saying, gasoline-powered boats are strictly forbidden. And about that time, this gasoline-powered boat comes flying past us. Hey, what the heck? Oh, well, that's one of the repair boats. They allow them.
But the
lake is cold because it's an alpine mountain lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crystal clear, and the scenery is just incredible. And it was also a place where Ava Brown used to come and work out and exercise, and sometimes in the nude, which I understand upset Hitler no end. And up from, now we go to the far end of Königssee, we get out at a little dock with a little building there, and we walk about 1 kilometer to Übersee, which used to be the far end of Königssee, but there was a land shift, somebody said 800 years ago, and so Übersee is 30 or 40 feet higher than Königssee.
Hold on the commercial there, Todd, please. It's okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, you scroll down, and then you see that guy in a yellow shirt sitting on a rock. That was a Japanese tourist.
Mm-hmm.
But then down, the guy in the red shirt just below that,
right.
That's our guy, Chris. And that is a rock where Hitler used to come to get his picture taken. But the water is higher when we were there. So you had to...
Walk out and sit on that rock?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't wet when Hitler would do it. The water was down a couple of feet. But look how clear the water is.
Uh-huh.
It's
what's the building above it?
Oh, that's just a little boathouse.
Okay. All right, so that rock
is... I don't know what they use it for.
That rock is where a lot of people used to sit, I guess, and get their pictures taken, right?
Right, yeah. It's a...
Surprised the German government hasn't blown it up.
Careful now. Remember, I got to go over there.
I know.
Then we look
now,
down.
By the way, let me make a formal announcement.
Okay.
My opinions have nothing whatsoever to do with Harry Cooper, Shark Hunters, or the organization of collecting history about the U-boats and World War II. Nothing. My opinions are my own. Harry is not involved. All right. Now you're safe.
Thank you. Okay. then we see we return to the boat there. We pay 30 cents to use the bathroom on the shore station. And then
you still have to pay if you don't have to use the bathroom?
No, you only pay if you use the bathroom.
Well, I hope so. See how practical I am? I'm just thinking.
Remember, this is out in the boonies, so most of the guys just walk around behind there and don't pay anything.
I understand.
So, anyhow, heading back.
How do you say boonies in German?
That beats me. There's got to be a word for it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
You'll see there's St. Bartholomew. That's the little onion dome church there. That's partway back towards the landing where we started from.
Was that church and there during the war?
Say again?
Was that church there during the war?
Oh, yeah. This area was never attacked. I mean,
why hasn't it been blown up by the German government yet?
No, geez, it's a good thing you said it's your opinions. No, it's a church. There was the Kaiser's church, I guess, and it's a tiny little church. I'll bet you can get 20 people in there, and that'll be it.
Uh-huh.
But the building right to the left of it, I guess, was a barracks or something, and it's a big restaurant, and the building to the right of it, that gray roof thing, that's a big fish restaurant now.
Right.
So we stopped there. You can stay there as long as you want. The boats are coming about every 20 minutes. And
what a wonderful thing to see and do. That's just great.
Oh, it's great. It's magnificent. And the scenery.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Well, Germany is beautiful.
Yeah, Germany and Austria, you can't take a bad photo.
Mm-mm.
Can't get a bad beer, they
now,
tell me, because I don't drink beer.
Now, this is...
Can't get a bad meal.
Right. All true. This is pertaining to the upcoming tour... That there are three openings left. That's it.
Yep.
All right. What will we call this tour? The bunker tour?
The bunker tour.
All right.
Now you get to the bottom photo. See, there is somebody with a blue jacket or something. You click on that, and away we go. Off to the next one.
To the bunkers and tunnels.
You betcha.
All right. This is an 8-year-old tour we're looking at, and this is what Harry is going to recreate for all who can go. What's the departure time?
Let's see. It's the I don't have it on top of my head, but it's the third week third week in October.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 week, actually 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But if your listeners go to sharkhunters.com, then click on tours, it's all laid out there.
Very good. All right. This is, it says, it's another beautiful day in the Bavarian Alps, and we are on the terrace of the Hotel Zum Türken. It was on this very terrace.
Unfortunately, we can't go there anymore.
Why?
It was owned by my dear friend Ingrid.
Oh,
and, you know, she was...
We'll talk.
Yeah, she's no longer with us.
She owned the Hotel Zum Türken?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was originally... her grandfather got it in 1904, I think it was. I had to go out... at the time these photos were taken, in 2010, she had me go out and chop through the underbrush... to find a stone, a block about a foot and a half by a foot and a half, that had the date 1904 or 1914 chiseled into it, and that's when her grandfather bought the place. And because it had been there for centuries. And Zum Türken means from Turkey, so it was built centuries ago by a guy who was returning from the Turkish Wars. And so anyhow, her granddad died, her father took over, and along came the war, and Bormann came over and said, we want to buy this hotel. And her dad said, it ain't for sale. So Bormann had him thrown into concentration camp and said, let us know if you change your mind. So I guess he was only in the concentration camp a couple weeks, and he... asked to speak to Bormann. He told Bormann, well, I've decided, okay, I'll sell it to you. And Bormann says, too bad, we've already seized it, which saved this guy's butt for Ingrid and her sister, because they had to spend the war in really impoverished situations because they couldn't have the hotel. They had to just live on the streets darn near.
Mm-hmm.
And then the war was over. Her father had died, broken heart, I guess. So Ingrid and her sister petitioned the government to get the hotel back, which had been badly bomb damaged. But because her dad did not sell it, it was seized. So the government gave it back to her and her sister. And it's a beautiful place, and they got the, we go all over Germany, all over Europe. The best doggone breakfast was right here at the Zumturken.
So this is a, this is also at the Obersalzberg?
Oh, yeah. And it's a good NFL quarterback could throw a football from there and hit Hitler's burger.
Hitler's house, yeah.
Yeah.
It's up
and
above it.
Where the, yeah, that's where the switchboard was. In the garage of the Zumturken for all the buildings there on the mountain. Hitler's home, Bormann's home, Goering's home, Speer, all those guys, and the adjutants' places, everything. Mm-hmm. The switchboard was there, and Hitler's personal guard stayed there in the Zumturken. And one room, I think it's room number 5, is called the Rottenhuber Zimmer, the room for General Rottenhuber, who was in command of a section of police, and that was his suite, his office, etc.
How many rooms in the hotel about?
20-something.
Uh-huh.
And they're not the same. None of them are the same. Mm-hmm. It's not like a, you know, like your box-built big hotels where every room is exactly the same. Here, every room is different. Some rooms had none of them had bath or shower or toilet in them during the war years. They were down the hall. They had a big room that had showers and toilets. But then she retrofitted. Some of the rooms had bathtubs. Some of the rooms had showers. Some of the rooms had toilets.
That's called character, Harry. Character.
Oh, man, I tell you, I always opted for room 7 because it was like a little cell.
Mm-hmm.
No bathroom. No tub, no shower. I had to walk across to the old.
You mean like a
shower.
Cell? You have an affinity for the jail motif? What are you talking about?
No, it's the way it was when I was in the military.
Ah.
We didn't have our own room until I got to be permanent party. But in boot camp, we were in the barracks like you mm-hmm. see in the old John Wayne war movies.
Mm, funny. Those World War II barracks. They all had the same look.
Yeah.
I know,
right.
Two stories. Yeah.
But yeah, right. And I remember when I was in boot camp, we had the butt cans hanging on the wall, you know, cigarette butts. But we were told you cannot smoke in the barracks because they did a test one time. And from the time they lit, you know, I want to see how long it would take to burn down. From the time they lit the thing till the time it was nothing but a pile of ashes was 90 seconds.
Those were all built during World War II, those barracks.
Yeah, right, right. So when I was in boot camp at Lackland, that's what we were in when I was in tech school up in Denver, learning all about hydrogen bombs. That's what we lived in.
Hmm. Ingrid Scharfenberg.
Yeah, sweet, wonderful lady. She's about maybe 4'11",
uh-huh.
90 pounds.
Just,
She and I were very close friends. She was a sweetheart, but boy, oh boy, if you got on the wrong side of her, holy cow, she would just shred you. she met Carl and Annie Waldeck through me. Carl was, they lived about 10 kilometers away. Carl was in the German Navy, and after the war, he was on a black boat that had 3 trips down to the Caribbean, and they got to be best buddies, and they'd come and visit Ingrid, but the one hard, unbreakable rule Ingrid had, you do not take her photograph. If you want a photograph of Ingrid, there's a picture hanging in the lounge. You can take a picture of the picture, but don't take her photo. Annie took her photo. That was it. She threw them out. That was the end. She was tough.
Wow.
Nice lady.
Yeah.
She said when she died, she'd be my guardian angel.
That's nice.
She was a good friend.
Well, you got a million of them.
We scroll down and we see some of the other things that we're going to be seeing shortly. And I've circled them. Way down, there's stuff every place you go on every hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's remains, air shafts.
And this is all, again, on your chart. It's all been charted.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, and Jeff has it all figured out, all platted out, etc.
Uh-huh.
And then we go into, you see down there where Jeff is digging, sliding into a tunnel. And he and I went walking one time on the Rossfeld Road, and I stopped him. I said, look at that pile over there. I said, God doesn't draw straight lines, and it was a straight line. I said, let's go look at it. And sure enough, it was a machine gun bunker, and we slid through and dropped down about 6 feet, and there was a whole compound under there. It went back, and it went off to the sides, and it had rooms here. So it everywhere.
Okay, so you're down in this tunnel, and you say it says the water in the tunnel is extremely cold, not much above freezing.
Yeah.
And then the other picture to the right of it, we are certainly not going into that branch of the tunnel. What is that stuff that we see there? Is that a cave-in or something that's spewed down there?
Well, yeah, it does look like it kind of caved in, doesn't it?
Yeah, but not from the roof.
No, it looks like, well, I think there was an opening just beyond that, and that was all just shoved in there.
I see. Okay.
And, you know, we're going to get our feet wet, because some of these tunnels, you know, they get 4, 5, 6 inches of water in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you slog on through it.
Sure.
Change your socks later.
Okay, so these tunnels we're looking at now were for what purpose?
It depends. Some of them were air raid shelters. Some of them were to transit from one area to another. None of these, I don't think, in this area had factories in them. We will go to other areas that have factories in them, but this was just primarily air raid shelters and transit from point A to point B. Well, there we go. The water's well above Harry's
boots. I see. There's Harry's, Harry's leg is in the water.
Yeah, my boots come up about 6 inches or so. So they were full of water. Okay.
All right.
You go on a tour like this, you know, you expect you're going to be wet, and it's cold. It's damn cold in there.
Okay. Well, you were there in the, what time of year would this be? It wasn't winter.
Oh.
Fall?
Yeah, usually we try not to go to Europe in the summertime because everybody in Europe has 8 weeks vacation. They take them in July and August, and so you can't get a hotel room, and if you can, the price is way up, and you can't move around. You can't get a seat at a restaurant. So we go in September. Usually try to hit it September, late September.
All right, let's go back to the homepage of this particular tour, this bunker tour. We'll go take the red link at the bottom or hit the picture, and we'll go right back. All right, 2010 Shark Hunters Patrol to the Southern Redoubt of the Third Reich. Mein Kampf. All right, what do we got here? We got, looks like tank treads and an asphalt road.
Right. That's a road that we actually, we go down that road. That's on the mountain, not far from where the Berghof was. And then a photo on the right was a Reich-built retaining wall. They had tremendous amount of construction projects. Some of them are still working today. The drainage, there you see the third level down. There's a hole in the ground. And we do not advocate anybody dropping down in there to see what's in there. Jeff and I do stuff like that, but that's, you know.
The third set of pictures down, there's a square opening into the ground.
Yeah.
What's in there, Harry?
Well, it drops down into another series of tunnels, passages. Hallways, basically, and not where you crawl on your tummy in the mud. No, hallways.
Okay.
But like I say, Jeff and I are more experienced at this. I'm not going to bring a bunch of people and say, hey, drop down into this here hole and we'll hope to get you out. Now, we go into places that are neat, interesting, etc., but we keep the danger to a minimum.
Right. All right, the top of a one-man air raid shelter. Now, that's odd.
Yeah, well, it got blown off.
The top is blown off?
Yeah. The air raid shelters were round.
Uh-huh.
We'll probably come across one eventually, but they were just like a big concrete tube about 7 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were above ground.
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
I see. So that was on top of a...
If the sentry was out there and the air raids came,
uh-huh.
he could duck into this thing, and the door was beveled to where the pressure from the detonation
uh-huh.
would force the door to stay shut.
I see.
But this one, somebody apparently had put a charge inside of it and blew the top off.
Probably another clever, victorious soldier having fun with extra grenades.
Could be. And you notice on the one picture on the right, it's got a ring in it. So, you know, before it got blown off,
mm-hmm.
they could come with a derrick and just pick up the entire little bunker.
That's how it was set there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Next set of pictures.
Well, on the right, you can see Eagle's Nest, no matter where you're at in the area. Eagle's Nest is visible.
And remember, Eagle's Nest has an elevator that goes straight down. How far?
I don't know. I think it's 400 meters. I'm not sure. Maybe it's 100 meters.
I mean, that's like 1,000 feet.
Well, whatever it is, I'd have to check it. I'm not sure. But it you go on a specially geared bus that's driven by a wannabe Mario Andretti, and that's not a compliment. I knew Mario. He's a jerk. And you go up that mountain. Darn, they're standing on the back end of the bus. It's going up and up and up and up and up, and it finally gets to a big parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You get out, then you walk down this long tunnel, and you get on the elevator. And it takes about a minute to go from bottom to top. Brass lined, and it's all brass. It's a gorgeous thing. And that's the same elevator that
mm-hmm.
those guys took to go up there back in the old days.
Yeah.
Except there's no seats. The seats are in it, but they're folded up against the wall.
How many people can get in there? 10?
I don't know. They jam about 30 or 40 people in there.
It's a big elevator.
Well, yeah, and you're real close friends by that time.
Mm. Okay.
So, and on the left of that, that's the foundation of what is referred to as the Kampfhaus. That's where Hitler and Hess stayed after he got out of Landsberg prison, and he finished writing Mein Kampf right in that little house, and we see that foundation. I'm surprised it's still there, but
that's up on the Obersalzberg also.
Right.
Now, I wonder if that's why he went back there to buy a home later on, because of the memories.
He loved the area, and the home there, which became the Berghof, was Haus Wackenfeld.
Uh-huh.
It was owned by the family Wackenfeld, and he leased it. And then when he got more and more powerful and had more and more money, and the Reich had more and more money, Bormann came in and just nationalized the whole mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And from the bottom of the mountain all the way up, there were guard checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to have a special pass
mm-hmm.
to get up past each one. And so they added on to Haus Wackenfeld, and then it was bought, and so it was called the Berghof, which is a German term meaning a gentleman's home on a mountain. And the great steps, you've probably seen the pictures where Hitler would greet all sorts of important people, including the King of England. And
yeah, at his home, yes.
Right, and those great steps are still there, but you can't see them because there's bunches of dirt pour on top of it, and trees and bushes and everything growing up. But
well, if you were able to see it, your brain might go berserk.
Right. Yeah, I know. They put a sign up some years ago right there on where the house used to stand that this is where the final solution was planned.
Oh, please.
Every place Hitler put his foot, they decided that's where the final solution was planned. You get tired of seeing that because you know it's just baloney. Every place. And, of course, it's all Nazi this, Nazi that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it sure is absolutely gorgeous. And
Oh, yeah.
We just have 3 minutes left. If you want to go and see history, this is it. This is your chance. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, your listeners can just go all through this one page we've got up, or go to sharkhunters.com and click on the Southern Patrol, click on the Bunker Patrol, or click on previous tours. And if you, if your listeners go to them previous tours, make sure you got plenty of time and keep the coffee going or have a can of pop there or whatever, because you're going to be sucked in and it's going to just take you into history. You're walking through the tunnels of time.
Yeah, yeah. You've done such a beautiful job laying this out. And all the narration, the captions, wonderful. Do you drink coffee?
No. No, but most people do. I was raised in a British household, so I drink tea all the time.
Do you hold, when you lift a teacup, does your little pinky finger stick out by itself?
No, I don't use a little dainty cup. I have a big mug, which requires I have to grab it.
Two hands, right, Harry? Two hands. It's a two-handed mug of tea.
Yeah, two-handed drinker, right? All tea. I gave up drinking booze many, many years ago because it just getting falling down drunk wasn't the hot setup. But when I was driving race cars, that was part of the image. But beer, mm-hmm. I bet I haven't consumed a case of beer in my whole life. My crew, when I was driving super speedways and all, they called me Half Can Harry, because with half a can of beer, I'd be on a table, dancing on a table with a lampshade on my head. For some reason, I couldn't handle beer.
And it's other alcohols doesn't have that effect on you.
Yeah, I could go through an entire fifth of Canadian Club in a morning and not feel a buzz. Boy, that makes me sound pretty bad. Now, if I have four or five drinks in a whole year, that's it. Last time I had any alcohol to drink was like 3 months ago. One drink.
I can't remember the last one.
Yeah, it's getting falling down drunk, you know, maybe that's fun when you're
No, I never did that. That's awful.
Well, it's awful. I haven't been drunk, like I say, since February of 1987 was the last time I was drunk. And it ain't fun.
No, I agree. All right.
So
now, take that bottom left picture and let's jump back one more time. Theater House Ruins. Theater House Ruins.
They had, the first two pictures were looking down from the mountain down onto Berchtesgaden.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next line, they had an antique car show when we were there. So we took those pictures.
Hmm.
Yeah. Third row.
What's a Ford Mustang doing in an antique car show in Germany?
I don't know. I guess that's an antique.
All right.
Then we go down past the other view of Berchtesgaden. There we see the theater house ruins. Huge, big, monster blocks. And, they had wooden beams across it. And they had an entire theater hall there. But the heavy snows in the winter of 1943-44 collapsed the roof.
Hmm.
The war was going badly. They didn't have the manpower, so they just left it collapsed. And when the war ended, the people in town came up to grab as much wood as they could for everything so they could at least keep their houses warm,
mm-hmm.
or maybe rebuild. So if you keep scrolling down, you can see where... Well, and there's a couple of big hatches going down into the ground.
Are those one-man bomb shelters? No, those were above ground. That's right.
That's correct. This goes down into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can see the Jeff's arm with a little bottle in it, mm-hmm. found an artifact. So anybody who goes with us on these tours, if they find an artifact like that, fine, take it home. It's your souvenir. And then we go down again. Then you see the ammo storage building, what's left of it on the left.
Mm-hmm.
On the right was what's left of the building to store the fuses and detonators. You got to keep them separate. You can't have the detonators in the same place as the shells, or you have a big problem.
What's that long row of steps going up there?
Okay, that's the right side picture where the left side picture has Jeff in it, right?
Right side picture. Nobody in the picture.
Right.
Steps.
Well, that's the steps going up to what was the fuse storage building.
Got it. Okay.
And that's on a rise a little above where they kept the munitions. The anti-aircraft munitions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we go there. We'll be here again. People come along with us. Bring your camera. Take all the photos you want. If you find artifacts, put them in your pocket. It's yours.
Fun. Fun stuff. Once-in-a-lifetime tour with Harry. Go if you get a chance. Three openings left. That's
comment.
It.
My friend over there, the spook, who's deeply embedded, he said that this is his exact tour. All the places we visit now will be blocked within the next 2 years. So go now or cash it out.
Wow. So it's getting to be that bad over there.
Yeah.
Sad to hear.
Yeah. The people getting in trouble for...
Yeah, I understand.
What you might consider thought crimes, he says, is up 300 or 400%.
Wow. And the Eagle's Nest will be closed down, too?
I don't know if Eagle's Nest will be closed
down. Too much money, right?
That's a commercial venture, and it's making such amount of money. It's just an incredible amount of money.
Right.
And it's only open, it's not open in the wintertime, so they just make an incredible amount of money.
Right. All right, my friend, thank you. That was great. As always, lots of fun. See things that you would never see anywhere else. And you get a chance, if you want, to go see them in person. And I hope you'll hear what Harry said about 2 more years, and we may not be able to get back there again. So, all right, sharkhunters.com. And go take a look at this. Enjoy any of the previous tours. And maybe you'll be able to go on this one. Hope you can. Three openings left, and that's it. All right, Harry, talk soon. You be well.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. Good night. Admiral Harry Cooper. Admiral by my decision, anyway. All right. Back with more for you in just a few. Hang on.